And for today's music sesh on the Community Campfire, we are getting in the flow. I'm here with my co-host, Mitch Elliott.
Hello.
And we have in studio the cast and writer, performer, Mary Beth Maziarz, who you might hear on Wednesdays here on KPCW, co-host of The Mountain Life. But in studio, we have...
Hello, my name is Foster, and I play Gary, Jimbo, and Duke in Flow the Show.
Ooh.
My name is Alexis Frank, and I play Pika and the Professor.
Hello, my name is Olivia Silbreis, and I play Dreamflow, Miss Franklin, Skids, and Grandma.
Hey, I'm Miles. I play Doc, Howdy, and Omeo.
Hi, I'm Isabella Golightly. I play Kiku, Biz, and Jimu.
The cast of Flow the Musical?
Flow the Show.
Flow the Show.
Flow the Show. I like the rhyme there. Mary Beth, tell us a little bit about how this show came to be.
I was helping a local author named Larry Gilbert work on a book, and we were coming to the end of the writing process, and I started kind of mocking up a little website, and because my background is much more in music than in literature, I thought, well, maybe I'll just write a couple sing-along with flow, little ditties. And I started getting woken up in the middle of the night with more and more and more songs, and it just started becoming clear that maybe this is actually a musical. And I used to do musicals when I was in school and stuff, and I loved it. So it seemed like a worthy challenge to take on, and it has just been a ball. And then I approached the Egyptian, and thrillingly, they said that they had a hole in their schedule and that they wanted to slot me in. And so then we got this wonderful crew to come be a part of it.
Have you ever written a musical before?
I have not.
This is your first venture.
Yes.
And how many of you have been in a musical before?
Well, we can't see your hands on the radio, so you have to tell us.
I have too. This is Alexis Frank.
Nice.
I have been in two others.
Okay.
This is Olivia.
I have as well. I've been in Beetlejuice and SpongeBob.
Miles was actually the lead in SpongeBob, the musical.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Were you SpongeBob?
I was SpongeBob, yeah.
I've done a lot of musicals. This is Isabella Golightly.
Okay. Well, we have a very seasoned cast in front of us here. It seems like none of you guys are rookies, so it should be a good show. Oh, wait, we do have one rookie over here. Oh, yeah. You shine away from the microphone. Come on.
I have done none shows. I am Foster Maziarz, the son of Mary Beth Maziarz, who wrote the musical.
Getting Was it. Mom walking around the house just singing these songs all the time?
Yep.
Well, there was no getting out of it. So tell me, you guys, what is the experience like for the show and being a part of it?
I think it's a lot of fun. I've been in a few musicals, but this one... It's awesome because it's a world premiere. It's the first ever time this musical has been done, so it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, definitely. What about you guys?
Like Miles said, it's a world premiere, so it's super exciting. It's new and different than what I've done before because we're, like, changing stuff and adjusting it to our voices and how we can act, which I think is very cool.
Mm-hmm.
I'm super excited because when you look up, like, cast recording or when those come out or... anything that's the original cast, that's us, and that's a big deal. So I'm super duper excited for that. I'm a little bit nervous, but I'm mostly excited.
Well, that's a good sign. It means that you care.
So you guys are wearing some merch here from Flow the Show, and it looks like there's a little chipmunky kind of thing on there. Can you tell the listeners a little bit about what is that or what's the show about?
She is a quokka. They're very popular on like social media. They're these little, they kind of look like chipmunks. They're very smiley. And, like, the plot of the show is a quokka who's not as happy as she thinks she should be.
And I think there's kind of an interesting commentary maybe on social media in general, how people always show how their lives are so perfect and they're so happy. But really behind that, there's a lot going on. And sometimes there's some toxic positivity. And so little Flo goes on a heroine's journey to figure out what authentic happiness is really about.
Do you have a background with quokkas?
Oh, heck no, I do not. I didn't even know what a quokka was until my kids showed me them on social media. And then I saw a weird thing of like Katy Perry dancing around with one. But Larry had, when he wrote the story, he was familiar with quokkas. And I think this all just stemmed from his story.
All right. And it's original music. And we are going to get right into one of the original songs. What are we going to hear first?
Like Being Kind.
Like Being Kind. Any background on this that our listeners need to know?
This is Howdy and Skids, two crazy wild penguins who are fun-loving, and they're just having a good old time, and kindness and generosity is kind of the thing that really lights them up. And so Flo visits, like she does with all these other little animal encounters, she visits with them and talks with them about why kindness matters to them.
All right, a quokka and a penguin walk into a bar, walk into the community campfire. Take it away.
Nothing makes me shine, shine, shine
like being kind.
I think it all the time, time, time.
It's on its mind.
So if you get the chance to do a thing you'd like to happen to you, hey, you too might shine by being kind.
By being kind.
Nothing makes me shine, shine, shine
like being kind.
Like helping out a friend of mine.
We're intertwined.
A pal you meet, a chump from school. It's all about the golden rule. Nothing makes us shine like being kind.
Like being kind.
If somebody's crying,
you can try to make them feel better.
If somebody's shivering,
well, you could offer them your sweater.
Doesn't matter if they might be dressed in rags or in tuxedos. Take the time to shine a light. A friend in need's a friend indeed. Oh, if somebody's struggling,
we'll see how you can help them out.
If their tummy's rumbling,
we'll feed them good.
We're from the south. If somebody dropped their stuff,
well, you could help them pick it up.
And did you know that there's a superpower within each of us?
Really?
Hugs! Snug as a bug in a cozy little rug. Shine, shine, shine
like being kind.
If you look, you'll find, find, find.
It's just kind.
Being kind lets others know that someone cares if they keep going. Nothing makes us shine like being kind. Doesn't cost a thing, and it's been known to set hearts singing. Nothing makes us shine like being kind.
Woo! Yeah. We are in the studio right now with Flo, the show's cast and writer, Mary Beth Maziarz. You just heard one of the original songs.
Yeah, that was a great time. It's always great to have music in the studio, but this feels absolutely special. And we're really happy that you guys are here. And before we get into any more stuff, we want to know when the show is happening and where people can buy tickets.
You guys open tonight, right?
It's tonight. Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's at the Egyptian Youth Theater, which I'm shocked that a lot of people don't even know it exists. It's underneath. You enter from the little tunnel or the little side alley off of the regular Egyptian, and then you go down a little hallway, and it's like a whole new world down there. There's a beautiful theater and production rooms and craft building and dance studios. It's incredible. So you can go to the regular Egyptian theater and they'll direct you, or if you know where the Egyptian Youth Theater is, you can give them a call and reserve your tickets. I think we've sold quite a few, but there are a couple seats left. It's both this weekend and next weekend.
Awesome. That's parkcityshows.com. is how you can get tickets if you're listening right now and you want to get on the web. Let's talk more about how are things going for you guys. Talk about the rehearsal process and getting into these characters.
I think we're all a little bit hesitant to say it was tonight, because I think, are we all a little bit nervous? At least I'm kind of nervous.
Yeah.
But I think rehearsals have gone pretty well so far.
How long have you rehearsed?
Since mid to end of September, does that sound right?
Yeah. So.
Yeah, mid-September. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you guys have been working at this for a couple months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
And so through that entire process, what would you say has been the most difficult part of learning the show?
I already know quite a few people who are in this cast, and I'm super excited about, because I'm not like nervous to be performing in front of them. One of the hardest things to memorize was choreo, because there are quite a few songs, so the choreography is kind of hard to memorize.
Mm-hmm. And does anyone else agree with that?
Yeah.
Definitely.
Choreo is the hardest part for me too. Mm-hmm.
And the costumes, have they come together? Have you guys been part of the costume making process?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see what a quokka looks like.
You'll just have to wait for the show.
And one thing we should say is kids are free. So adults are $20 for tickets, but kids 17 and under get to come for free. So if you've been looking for something fun to do with visitors in town or your own littles or middles, bring them on out. I think it'll be fun.
And as far as your cast, how old are you or what grades are you guys in?
There's fifth grade to, we have...
16-year-old?
16-year-old, yeah. How old are fifth graders?
10 in age.
Okay, like 10 to 16.
10 to 16, yeah.
Well, this is going to be exciting to see.
Yeah.
An original musical right here. Your takeaways, are you guys more in the flow? Or what have you learned from this experience?
I think that I've learned to be more flexible and also work better with my partners and surroundings because we were changing a lot of stuff in rehearsals. We're learning so much more stuff and people like need more changes than others so then we can change the songs to that. So I think that it really has been flexibility that I've gotten from this.
Yeah, you kids have really been amazing about adapting because the one great thing about a work in progress is that you can adapt to the needs of the cast and how maybe personalities can affect their characters. But because of that, if the cast members weren't able to adapt to those changes and remember that we've changed this or we're changing the key because it's a little low for everybody, that would be a lot harder. But it's kind of nice because we don't have to adhere too tightly to the original everything. We can make little changes here and there.
Yeah.
Yeah, well. Well, again, it's happening tonight and through this weekend and next weekend. And thank you guys so much for being on the show today. What song are you going to close out the morning with here on the Community Campfire?
We are going to end it with When I'm Humble.
When I'm Humble. And what's this one about?
So there are these three elephants and they're teaching Flo to be humble because that's how they're happy. Yeah, it's just about being humble.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on the Community Campfire. We look forward to seeing the show.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
When you weigh 2 tons, you learn to assume that there's an awareness when you're in the room. And when you're this powerful, loud, and large, it might just seem natural that you'd be in charge.
Gary?
Don't get me wrong, no, I've got some talents. I've got a crack memory, and wow, can I balance? But rather than tossing my weight all around, being the bossiest mammal in town, what brings me most happiness seems to be found. It's the lightness, oh, an ease in my mind. A vow that I've made to be gentle and kind. To look for what's special about every creature and recognize each one I meet as a friend and a teacher. Life is more simple and fun, and my happiness happily hums when I'm humble.
My family helps circuses raise their big tents. We knew that without us there'd be no event. From big burly bears to the scrappiest cats, each soul had a role or the show would fall flat. Cause when no one gets bossy and all are respected, everything's easier and we're all connected. When everyone's willing to do what they can, you can truly move mountains with help and a plan. By honoring all, from quiet and small to the thundering king of the jungle, life is more simple and fun. My happiness happily hums when I'm humble. Be honest, I used to think only of me. What I would
empty, but I learned it's true what you give, you receive. And no need to preen, just so I'll be seen. No need to shout for my thoughts to get out. No need to hide out or turn down my brightness. No need to tiptoe to live with the light.
Why wandering on from quiet and small to the thundering king of the jungle?
Life is more simple and fun, and happiness happily hums. Happiness happily, happily, happily.